This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Help with food or black.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. People, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Alrighty, we're taking a different stance on tonight's show. You know, typically we have guests on and we talk about this and that and current events and discuss solutions, of course, and all those things will be speckled throughout the show tonight, no doubt about it. But I'm trying to get as many phone calls in about your awakening process, where you've woken up from, and so on and so forth, and a look ahead, where we're going in this new year, what predictions you want to make. I hate predictions, but perhaps a good way of looking at it is pragmatic prediction. No, there's prediction word again. All right, let's just call them predictions. What predictions do you have for the next year? And I hope they're based on sound insight as to what's going on, and a look at the past is always healthy in order to move forward in a conscious way. And that's what we're doing tonight on the show. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. 800-313-9443 is how to get on board, and I do want to take as many calls as we can on a cornucopia of different themes and issues tonight. I was talking a little bit about my process, hoping to open up with y'all so that you get a look at where I've come from with this journey, if you will, and I'll continue to get into that in a little bit. I got an email from a listener, and by the way, you can always email me, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. I got an email saying that, they wanted to know about my thoughts on Edward Snowden, and there's been numerous publications that have asked, who is the person of the year? Who is the most influential figure? I was listening to NPR, National Propaganda Radio, and they were talking about what was the most influential story, what was the least reported on story in 2013, all that typical year-end corny stuff. And, of course, many of them said Snowden was the most important story, the most influential figure in 2013, and his revelations have been earth-shattering, and so on and so forth. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Where the hell have you been? Snowden's revelations were not revelations, folks. Our community has been aware of these factors for many years now. Many, many years. And it makes me wonder about Snowden and about the whole coverage of the Snowden NSA leaks, if they're, in fact, genuine at all. Is it a release valve trying to let out a little steam because of a growing movement that's now been diminished to a bowel movement. Sorry to be crude, but it seems to be the case with this whole Snowden thing. So I don't know. Snowden, man of the year, what do you think? 800-313-9443. I'll take your calls. I want to hear your personal story. I want to take a look ahead as well. 800-313-9443 is how you can join us. And I would like to hear from you. Folks, my story began at the age of 11, just to recap. And I'm sharing this, again, not to go on about my own personal stuff, but just to share with you and see if, you know, this is something that inspires people or whatever. I don't know. But here's what happened. My parents took away the Tavistock Institute device, a.k.a. the television. And that was the greatest thing I think they ever did for me. Probably the most life-changing thing they ever did. And as a result of my TV being taken away, I discovered talk radio. At 11 years old, I called into my first talk show. Craig Worthing was his name. He was one of the old-timers in South Florida on the radio. Right before Clear Channel and the other mammoths came in and kicked out all the local talk show hosts and put in their syndicated host. Anyways, I called in and he really treated me well. And I got into talk radio as a listener and caller from that point on. At 15, I decided I wanted to do my own show and I looked at various ways to do it. And I realized that there was something called brokered talk radio. Now, I don't know that this is the case for all markets, but in South Florida, major market, we got Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach. There was a brokered station that sold some of their time, and I sold ads. I went around asking for people to sponsor the show, and they paid for my airtime. I was on for an hour each week. I did, you know, funny talk radio then. I didn't do the same talk radio I'm doing today, of course, but I was doing radio, and I was going to the actual radio station. That's when, you know, that was before all the technology changed things. Like then, you had, in order to do radio, you had to go to the station, and I went to the station, and I did a show, and so on and so forth. Well, then at 16, I lost touch with my favorite talk show host. He got kicked off the air, like I said, because of Clear Channel, Craig Worthing. And my dad, one day, he picked me up from work. I was working as a bagger at a grocery store. And he turned on the radio and said, check this out. And he turned on the radio, and there was Craig Worthing. And I called in at 16, and I hadn't heard him in years. And I, when I say years, I mean one or two. And I called in, I said, hey, Craig. And anyways, long story short, he was just as gracious as he was with me when I was 11 years old and took me off the air and gave me his phone number, his personal phone number that I called, and we became friends. We became friends. And eventually he had me come in to the station once a week to co-host his show with him. And that was my first big opportunity in talk radio, was to co-host this show with the guy at 10, 11 years old I looked up to as a major figure in my life and talk radio personality. So at 16, 17, I co-hosted with him for a while, and then eventually I left and went to college. I left home, went to college, kind of left the whole talk radio thing behind. At that point, I was beginning to see what was going on. I had some major elections in my lifetime at that point that were stolen. And that was a wake-up call for me. So I was leaning towards the progressive insights that I was learning about. And then 9/11 occurred. And the rest is really history, or his story. Because shortly after 9/11, as we all know now, major war broke out. No coincidence there. And as the wars are breaking out, as I'm beginning to become more and more distrusting in our government, in our media, and very much vehemently anti-war, a friend of mine, as a freshman in college, slips me a DVD called 9/11 in Plain Sight. And that right there, folks, was a major moment in my life. And I said to myself, geez, this is incredible. I knew something was up here. I knew these wars were phony. I knew the system was messed up. But I had no idea. And if this is true, what else is true? What is money? Shortly came a look at the wars and all that.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the castle law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
I don't know, am I boring you with all of this? I'm kind of in a commemorative mood here for whatever reason. I want to hear your stories as well, though, so don't let me hug the microphone. 800-313-9443. Your predictions! Do you think we're going to have a major flood and earthquake next year? 800-313-9443. 94-43. Predictions on the Bob Tuscan Show. Who is the most influential man and woman of 2013? What was the most important story that the mainstream media did not report on in 2013? What was it? I would love to hear your take on that. 800-313-9443. All right, Mr. Producer. Am I putting you to sleep with this story? Are you listening to this or no? No? You are actually listening for a change. Is it interesting to you to get a glimpse of where what happened and how I got here? All right. Well, if you're interested, I'll continue. All right, so where was I? 9-11? That's right. I know this was a major wake-up call for many. It's not just me. I think this, like so many other events, was lied to about. But it was a major one, and it was so blatant and done right in front of our faces. But yet, we had no idea. Now, I know some of you had an idea right away that you watched the buildings fall, and you knew right that second what exactly happened. But I didn't, to be honest. I didn't. Now, the false flag rhetoric didn't get me to be a neocon and scream out for war. No, didn't work on that level. But I had no idea to what extent they would go and how 9/11 really went down. When I watched that documentary, I was just, wow. I was up for days. Up for days. And wow. And I was screaming as loud as I possibly could, telling everybody I know, hey, do you know about this? Do you remember those early moments? Maybe not everybody went through this like I did, but me being the vocal person I am, I was just screaming from the rooftops, literally. In fact, I have some video online, or at least I used to before my other YouTube channel got taken down, of me screaming from the rooftops with a bullhorn. So I was outraged. I was shocked. It really opened up the process. It then inspired me to take a closer look at money. I wanted to watch every documentary I could find of an alternative nature. I just wanted to read as many books as possible. None dare call it conspiracy. Ever hear that book? So many different pieces of the puzzle I started to collect. And when they fit great. And when they didn't fit, I didn't throw them away altogether. I held them to the side and kind of left them to possibly come up in the future. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I got to give credit where credit's due. I've been also, you know, I talked about Craig Worthing and we became good friends and I would co-host with him. He gave me a lot of hands-on experience with talk radio that I was very lucky to have experienced at a young age and to be able to work in that field at 16, 17 was something that very few get to experience, and I was extremely lucky and grateful of that. But I also grew up from the age of 11 when my parents took away my television. I also grew up listening to a guy by the name of Art Bell, and then later George Norrie. Art Bell. Now you might say, ah, that's a bunch of mumbo-jumbo BS. And you know what? Oftentimes it may have been. But what it did was teach me to be an agnostic thinker. What's an agnostic thinker? Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it, nor discounting it. And I've applied that thinking to my thought process in general. It taught me to keep an open mind. I could listen to a story about aliens and say, you know what, that's interesting. I don't necessarily consider it to be truth, but I don't discount it. And then the next night they had a show on about near-death experiences, maybe, and okay. And then the next night they might have had a show on crop circles, and okay. You can listen to something, in other words, and not just because of its stigma, because of its perceived taboo, say, oh no, this is not good, and throw it by the wayside. No, you can entertain a thought without accepting it. And I discussed this philosophy, which is nothing new, none other than Robert Anton Wilson talks about this in his book, The Cosmic Trigger. I love Robert Anton Wilson. Any Robert Anton Wilson fans out there, you know what I mean. So I talked about this at the Free Your Mind Conference, and it really was a major part of my life from an early age. So, okay, I was able to keep that open mind and listen to talk radio, blah, 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 blah. I'll continue this story, and I'll tell you where I went from that point on in a little bit, but let's go to the phone lines again and take Steve. Steve's on the line. What's up,
yo,
man?
Bob. Hey.
Oh, no, is this the Steve?
It's Steve Starrs, buddy, and you know I would have joined you tonight, but I mean it's been such a lot of energy going on lately, and I'm sitting there just wanting to kind of casual out tonight. But I got into the chat room, and we were talking about the funkadelic music of Maggot Brain, and how that was such eye-opening and awakening music back in that time, man.
You know, did you ever, who was talking about that?
Were you a Maggot Brain fan? Oh no, you weren't even born then when Maggot Brain was really big. This is
don't date 19- me here, Steve. Of course, for those that don't know, this is Steve Starrs, my co-host every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And Steve, have I been boring you with all this talk tonight, man?
No, man, I'm actually enjoying it because I'm kicking back and relaxing a little bit. You know, there's just been so much high energy, and you and I have been.
I know.
You're doing stuff all the time, and golly, it's nice to just kind of kick back a little bit and reflect. You know, I know you probably also listened to Art Bell, you know, before George Norrie.
I did. I'm an Art Bell baby, as they say. But again, that doesn't mean that everything I heard from there that I thought was the gospel or I didn't disagree and use a critical mind. It's important to do so.
Yeah. I remember, gosh, back around that time in the very early 70s, I was working at an FM station, and it was a college FM station, and there was a guy by the name of Bill Barker, not Bob Barker, I think it was Bill Barker, on a Clear Channel at that time, a very, very large station out of Denver that was covering, it covers most of the United States at night and on AM, and these were the days, you know, of course, when we didn't have internet or anything like that. You listened on the air, but you could hear one of these stations all across North America, all the way up to Canada and down to Mexico, and he was doing talk radio at that time, and you know, a lot of topics came up, of course, and this was kind of prior to the Art Bell era, right around the time that he was starting, and that's when I started listening to a little bit of this one, and I just said, hey, I'm just going to do a talk radio show program late at night on this little FM that I'm working on here up in Fort Collins, you know. So I kind of got into it at that time. That's my first
well, Steve,
attempt
I want
to
hear more
radio.
Of your story when we come back, man. We're going to take a quick break and we'll continue this conversation. And I'd love to hear from you as well. 800-313-9443.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alright, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Free your mind.
Yes, the maggot brain, man. Yeah, that was the good old days. You know, that was the beginning of kind of the funkadelic music, Bob. Funkadelic. You know, it was cool. You know, it was kind of post Jimi Hendrix stuff, you know. Free your mind, and the rest will follow,
dig it.
Right? Yeah, you dig it, man? You dig it, man? I mean, the guy
I'm trying to play the
afros, man.
What's the word I'm looking for? The tagline in the song there, but
It's in the beginning and through the song. Hey, but they posted some great stuff up there, you know. Avon's got these films up there, one on John Maynard Keynes, you know, and the Keynesian economics plan. It really exposes that. That's very good. Some great little posts up there, some videos that you learn a lot from, you know. And that is really a diabolical economic plan, you know, to basically shake down the whole world and put everybody's wealth and income through depression and inflation into the hands of the super elites. And it's been around for a long time. They've been exercising it off and on. The Weimar Republic was one classic example. And then, you know, of course, we're seeing that now. A lot of good videos that are being posted in there in the chat room. So I don't get into the chat room very often, but I thought I'd drop in there for a while and, you know, give you a call, man, kind of cheer you up a little bit. Hope your holidays are going well. And, you know, hey, I mean, it's just, let's kick back, man, and kind of, you know, recharge here, you know, because we got a big year coming up.
We sure do. And, Steve, I'd love to get your predictions. Maybe we'll get into this some more tomorrow when you come on in your typical fashion as co-host. But tell me, I was interested. You were telling a little bit about some of the radio you used to listen to and about your awakening process. Get into that a bit more, will you?
Well, yeah, you know, I've been through a series of awakenings, and sometimes I've had to reawaken again from some of the things that I've kind of learned earlier and then drifted off from. And I remember very early at, you know, in about 10th grade for me, which is way, way back, friends, you know, I had a very good professor who talked about the elite ruling class. And I grew up in kind of a privileged public school. I mean, I sat next to kids whose fathers were billionaires, okay? Not just millionaires, but billionaires at that time, or famous senators and people like that, people who own football teams and race horses and the son of the elites. And, of course, in my school, the professors, or one of the professors I had, he said, I'm employed here to teach you the tricks of being the ruling class. And, but, you know, I also have a dream, a hope, and, you know, the hope for the future and the tragedy of what it is, that maybe you guys will change this world in your generation. And that was kind of an awakening moment, because we were assigned to read things like Machiavelli, okay? In a 10th grade Western civilization class, we were instructed to understand that there were people who made rules and ruled over the rest, and then there were the people who were the working class who never really understood what was going on. And that was kind of an awakening to me, because, you know, we had professors who were training kids to do this for their parents. They were very happy to have their kids in these classes to be learning how to be the ruling elite class. But the professors were pretty good people, the instructors anyway, in my high school, and they wanted us to see something a little bit better for the life that they were hoping we could change the world for the better. But, you know, and I'm kind of a product of that. So that was one of my awakenings. But I also, you know, I listened to a lot of that late night radio, and I listened to the Wolfman. I used to listen to the Wolfman live, you know, XCRF, and down in those days when radio was kind of just, it was a big thing then, because we don't have three TV channels. They signed off at midnight, you know. So you had a lot of late night stuff going on all the time. And I think one of the big awakenings was, of course, right around 1978 and 79, when I should have been awake a little bit more by then, but I noticed, I read a book by Gary Allen, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, or None Dare Call It Treason. I can't remember which one it was. And he was saying,
None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Yeah, very important book.
Yeah. And, I realized at that time, you know, I heard about this organization called the Trilateral Commission, and that Jimmy Carter belonged to it. And this book was telling that basically the readers that this is why Americans keep voting in elections and nothing ever changes. Of course, this was Carol Quigley's concept, too, that you've posted many places, that they control both parties so that they win either way. And, you know, that began to open my eyes early in about the late 70s to the elitist powers in the political game that they're playing with the political parties. And, of course, it's only gotten worse since then, and we've pointed this out many times. And, you know, Bob, you know, you and I go back to doing some broadcasting at least prior to the election in 2008, as I recall, warning people that there wasn't going to be a change with Barack Obama, and that he was going to be an agent of the banksters and just an ongoing process of the New World Order elite system, this Keynesian economic theory, if you like. And there's a great video up there. John Maynard Keynes is in the economics, and it has maggot brain music in it, too. Cool, yeah. And that was posted in the chat room. Some other great videos up there, too. So a lot of good things happening on BobTuskin.com for all you listeners out there. You get into the chat room, and you know, people post videos and comments and stuff like that. I don't go in there very often because I make a fool out of myself trying to type. But every once in a while I drop in to say hello to them. So hello to everybody in the chat room. Hello to
well,
all
Steve,
of our
it was
Dylan.
A pleasant surprise here for me tonight, man. Jeez.
Yes, it was, but, well, it's pleasant to call in and talk to you during, you know, on the phone sometimes instead of just being on the air. But I'll be back with you tomorrow night and we'll have, what's going on the rest of the week? You got anything that's coming up there or anything new going on here that we haven't heard about yet?
Well, tomorrow's Friday, dude.
Oh, yeah, right. It is Friday.
It's been an awkward week because we were off, you know, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And it was great. It's good to be off. Jeez, I needed to spend some time with the baby and have some rest and relaxation. We went to the playground and all sorts of cool things. And you know, I really cherish those moments.
I know you get burned out, man, because anybody that does as much radio, and most people don't know that Bob's working all kinds of things all day long, and then he's up late at night. So I kind of call in to cheer you up, and you have folks out there that are you're hanging in there with you, man. You know, so you just keep doing it, buddy. You know, keep.
Oh
out
yeah,
of it,
we get a lot of great support, and I always love hearing from the listeners out there, and they email me and they tell me I'm crazy, or they tell me they love me. Either one, I don't care. I just like to hear from them. And tonight,
yeah, you like it better when they tell you that you love you. Then they love you, don't you?
Yeah, but that's all right. I kind of like it when they tell me I'm crazy too, because that's fun.
Yeah,
but anyways, tonight, Steve, we're keeping the phone lines open, and we've already got some really great calls so far. And I'd love to hear from you if you're just tuning in. I'd love to get you on board and to hear what your awakening process was or has been, and where you see this all headed. I'd also like to ask you who you find to be the most influential person in 2013. We'll follow that thread for a bit. And what was the story, the biggest story in 2013 that the mainstream media did not report on? What was the biggest story? 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. What was the biggest story that the mainstream media did not report on? Steve?
I'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks, brother. You don't want to answer that question real quick here?
No, I got to let your listeners, because I don't know. I mean, I could say the things that the mainstream media covered, you know, but I think that there's probably bigger stories that somebody else ought to bring up, and I'll be waiting to hear on the line here, okay?
All right. Stay tuned. Thanks for your call,
buddy.
And I'll see you tomorrow night. Shotgun here on the Bob Tuscan Show. All right. So all of those questions are on the table, and I do want to hear from you. Even if your name is CIA and CIA, Paul Ciancia. I can't get over that dude's name. I'm sorry. I was reminded of it today when that story came out that he pled not guilty. CIA and CIA. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You can't make it up. If there's something not weird about that, anyways. All right, folks, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with more phone calls. We got open lines, plenty of time. We got a whole other hour ahead of us, so feel free to jump on board and continue this discussion. I'll go back to my whole story that I was telling you about the whole awakening process for me personally, and I'd love to hear yours as well. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm going to come back, get your calls, as I said, and continue this discussion tonight.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for. All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We've been talking about 2013, our awakening process, where we're headed, all that fun stuff. And I asked the question, what is the biggest story in 2013 that the lamestream media did not report on for the most part, or that, for that matter, the lamestream media got wrong? And I'll continue that discussion with you. Feel free to dial us toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And while everybody was talking about Duck Dynasty last week, the Senate passed the NDAA, and they did so under their fast-tracking method, whatever that is. I'm not sure I quite understand that. I guess that means it didn't go in front of the House. Here to fill us in on all that and more and take a look at where we're headed with all this
It's the founder of Panda People Against the NDAA, Dan Johnson. Dan, how you been, man?
I have had a very relaxing Christmas yourself.
I've been relaxing as well. This is my first show back, and I've been trying to stay out of the hustle and bustle of things, but it doesn't take long before we're pulled back in, huh?
Welcome back to the trenches, soldier.
Exactly right. Yes, sir. So, Dan, tell us what's the latest and greatest with this draconian piece of legislation, the NDAA.
Absolutely. So the 2013 NDAA, for those of the viewers who don't know or listeners who don't know, the NDAA, or National Defense Authorization Act, is typically a military funding bill. But in 2011, two notorious provisions were stuck in the 2012 NDAA, which was then signed by the President New Year's Eve, which authorized the indefinite military detention of any person without a charge and without a trial. And the 2013 NDAA didn't make it any better, even though several congressmen attempted to, and the 2014 doesn't look any better. So let's go through a couple of things. Number one, fast-tracking is a journalistic term. It really doesn't have any legal meaning.
Okay, I was wondering.
It just means they went really, really, really fast and tried to get it through as fast as they could, which they did. The Senate manuscript. Just passed the NDAA in under a month, which is crazy.
Why did it not go in front of the House? I don't know very much about civics, but I thought that's kind of the process.
Oh, it did. It starts as an appropriations bill. It starts in the House.
Okay.
So it started in the House back in April. They debated it, and they shot down the only amendment that would have at least been a step in the right direction. That would have been the Smith-Gibson Amendment, 200-226 in the House. And then it goes on to the Senate. So it started in the House, it went to the Senate, and the Senate debated it. And by debated, I mean like spent less than 30 hours on it and just slammed it through. In this bill, no provisions, first of all, off the bat, are there to protect your rights. Zero. None. Zilch nada. The few provisions in there that pretend to are the Goodlatte Amendment from Bob Goodlatte of Virginia and the Radel Amendment from Congressman Cocaine, a.k.a. Congressman Trey Radel, out in Florida. He's the one who's currently in therapy after being busted for buying cocaine.
My great home state here.
Such an amateur. He bought cocaine and got caught.
Does he know Mayor Ford from Toronto, by chance? Anyways.
I don't know. You know, Mayor Ford gets kind of cheered on for it, and he ends up in therapy. So
yeah, that's true.
Maybe the Canadians are better off. Anyway, the two amendments themselves, the Goodlatte Amendment says essentially you're going to have your habeas corpus rights if you're detained under the authorization for use of military force. Now, those who have been studying the NDAA a little closer than most know that the authorization for use of military force is the backbone, is the authority the 2012 detention provisions rely on. Well, this says, okay, habeas corpus is for people who get detained under the AUMF. First of all, it's okay with people being detained. So it's once you're detained, you're going to get your habeas corpus. Well, what the heck? You're okay with just grabbing people out of their homes in the middle of the night and hauling them off to Guantanamo Bay so long as they get habeas corpus afterward. And number two, habeas corpus is a funny Latin word that lawyers throw around because they think the general public doesn't know what it means. And it literally means the body. All habeas corpus assures you is that the government will have to provide a reason for your detention in front of a judge. Now, if the reason for your detention is you committed a belligerent act or we consider you a threat to the government and it's in front of a military judge, both of which are allowed under the 2012 NDAA, that's enough. Congratulations. You're in your Guantanamo Bay prison cell and you know why you're there so you can sleep well all night. Sorry, kind of aside, the amendment does nothing. The Radel Amendment insists that anyone being detained, the Secretary of Defense has to submit a report on who all they detain as an American citizen. First of all, I find it funny that he has no idea what the Constitution says. The Bill of Rights does not mention the word citizen anywhere in it. Citizenship is not a requirement to have your inalienable, natural, God-given rights. But any American citizen is detained, we have reported to Congress, which, again, accepts the fact we're going to detain them, and two, the people who passed the 2012 NDAA are now going to get to know how well it's working. How nice. The other important provision in this law is the Section 1170, I believe, is what it is now, or 1071, which is, you're familiar with Fusion Center, right?
Sure, the Fusion Centers, yeah, absolutely.
Right, I'm sure your listeners are familiar with Fusion Centers. For those of you who are not, a Fusion Center fuses military, intelligence, local, state, and federal law enforcement data all into one center. We have 72 of them, at least, scattered around the United States, the one here in Columbus, Ohio, and with the 72, they gather data on people. The U.S. Senate has even released a report on them saying not only have they never helped stop a terrorist attack, but all they've done is violate people's rights. But what the 1071 of the 2014 NDAA does is it creates what's known as a Conflict Records Research Center, or CRRC. This is essentially a super fusion center. So now all the data they're collecting in each of the states is now brought to the Superfusion Center to be sorted through, and we have the Eye of Sauron watching over the entire country. The 2014 NDAA does nothing, absolutely zero, to protect the rights of the people of this country. All it does is continue to trample them, continue to add things that hurt our rights, and fund the military on the side, as this bill has started to become. Just, we're going to throw whatever constitutional violations we can in this bill, and then pass it right through the Senate, pass it right through the House, and get it signed by the President, because our troops. And even though Congress has introduced other bills that will fund the military without these hurtful provisions, Congress refused to pass those, continue to pass the 2014 NDAA. The good news is, we're fighting back. You may have heard Emmett, Idaho, recently became the fourth city in America to completely ban NDAA detention.
Right.
Las Vegas / Clark County, Harry Reid's personal county, recently they didn't ban it, but they at least voiced dissent on it after a hard-fought battle. So the people have rejected this law. Congress will continue to pass it. I don't think Congress will stop passing it, but I think we the people in our cities can refuse to allow them to enforce it. And then it's just a piece of paper, as an unconstitutional law should be.
Awesome. Yeah, I encourage those out there, whether you're a fan of the 10th Amendment or not, to get behind whatever actions you can take on a state level and on a county level as well. Get your sheriffs informed and get them on the same page. And one of the things that, inspired me to bring you on here last minute here, Dan, was the work of Ms. Lee in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a listener call in, had a listener call in just now, Bob from Las Vegas, and mentioned her to me, and we had played her testimonial in front of the city commission meeting there that went viral and so on and so forth. And I'm glad and enthused, and I want to wish Panda and everybody who is not yet involved with Panda to get involved with Panda and take action. And Dan, I want to thank you for having done that, man.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's good I was able to jump on at such late notice, and feel free to bring Tommy one up here.
All right, sounds good. What's the website for Panda? How can they get involved?
You can get involved by taking back your town at pandaunite.org/takeback.
pandaunite.org/takeback. All right, Dan Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, founder of Panda. We'll be back with hour number three in just a second, folks. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.